On this Yom HaShoah, specifically in this year, and on a parasha that talks about Kedusha and simultaneously talks about Bein Adam L'Chaviro, I want to share with you a poem I have shared with you many times, written by Rabbi Yitzchak Feigenbaum, and it's called The Mashiach's Hat. It was the night of the Geula, and in every single shtibul, sounds of Torah could be heard coming from every kind of yiddul. This one in English, some in Hebrew, some in Yiddish, some saying pshat, and some saying a chiddush. And up in Shamayim, the Eibishter decreed, the time has come for my children to be freed. Rouse the Mashiach from his heavenly birth. Have him get in his chariot and head down to earth. The Mashiach got dressed and with a heart full of glee went down to the earth and entered the first shtibul he did see. I'm the Mashiach, Hashem has heard your plea. Your Geula has come, it is time to go free. They all stopped their learning, this was quite a surprise, and they looked at him carefully with piercing sharp eyes. He's not the Mashiach, said one with a grin. Just look at his hat, at the pinches and brim. That's right, cried another with a grimace and a frown. Whoever heard of Mashiach with a brin that is down? Well, thought Mashiach, if that is the rule, I'll turn my brim up before I go to the next shul. So he walked on right over to the next shul in town, confident to be accepted since his brim was no longer down. I'm the Mashiach, he cried as he began to enter, but the Jews there wanted to know first if he was left, right or center. Your clothes are so black, they cried out in a fright. You can't be Mashiach, you're much too far right. If you want to be Mashiach, you must be properly outfitted. So they replaced his black hat with a kippah that was knitted. Wearing his new kippah, Mashiach went out and he said, no difference to me what I wear on my head. So he went to the next shul, for his mission was dear, but he was getting a bit frustrated with the yidden down here. I'm the Mashiach, he cried, and they all stopped to stare, and a complete eerie stillness filled up the air. You're the Mashiach, just imagine that. Whoever heard of Mashiach without a black hat? But I do have a hat, the Mashiach then said. So he pulled it right out and plunked it down on his head. Then the shul started laughing and one said, where's your cop? You can't have Mashiach with a brim that is up. If you want to be Mashiach and be accepted in this town, put some pinches in your hat and turn that brim down. Mashiach walked out and said, I guess my time hasn't really come. I'll just have to return to where I came from. So he went to his chariot, but as he began to enter, all sorts of Jews appeared from left, right and center. Please wait, do not leave. It's all their fault, they said. And they pointed to each other and to what was on each other's head. Mashiach just looked sad and said, you don't understand, and then started up his chariot to get out of this land. Yes, it's very wonderful that all of you learn Torah, but you seem to have forgotten a crucial part of our Masorah. What does he mean? What's he talking about? And they all looked bewildered and all began to shout. Mashiach looked back and answered, the first place to start is to shut up your mouths and open up your heart. To each of you, certain Yidden seem too frum or too fray, but all Yidden are beloved in the Eibishter's eye. And on his way up, he shouted, if you want me to come, try working a little harder on Ahavat Chinam. Shelo echad bilvad amad aleinu lachaloteinu. The fact that we cannot unite is the only risk to the existence of the Jewish people. Every time we go to Poland, we visit Kivrei Achim. The translation of Kivrei Achim is never translated literally, it's translated as mass graves. But Kivrei Achim, as you all know, to be translated, should be translated as brothers' graves. Why can we only be brothers when we're burying each other? Why can't we be brothers when we're alive and kicking? Why can't we be together when we're alive and kicking? Even in the Warsaw Ghetto Revolt, there were two simultaneous revolts taking place. Beitar, on the one hand, with Pesach Frankel, HaShomer HaTzair, the communists, HaChalutz, on the other hand, with Mordechai Nelevich, with Isik Zuckerman, with Sphere Lubetkin, with Marek Edelman of the Bund. Why is it that Jews can't be together? When are we going to understand that this is the key to our survival? There cannot be Torah Yisrael with Am Yisrael. Without Am Yisrael, there cannot be Eretz Yisrael without Am Yisrael. On this day, which is such a devastating day, such a shocking day, the whole world has so much to learn from the Holocaust. What we have to learn is not just that we can only be Somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that we only have each other. That's what we have to learn. We see this everywhere in the world. We've read history for years, and we never believed such realities could recur. But we're seeing it with our own eyes. Besorot Tovot.